This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNLive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Maybe you know what a zombie is.
When you keep voting party line, this is what happens to you.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own.
You have subways that are falling apart. You have cops that are being accosted in the street because of that socialist you elected as your mayor.
You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders.
When are you New Yorkers going to start holding those people responsible for what they do?
Not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. So don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
Now, welcome back. Hour number two, Real Side Radio. Mr. Dave here in the chair for Joe Messina. Joe Messina will be back again tomorrow night. He is out saving the world at the different attacks on our children that come from leftism and transgenderism and all the different things that we're seeing today is becoming the norm for the far left. Thank goodness we have somebody like Joe who's out there fighting it all. But I am Whiskey Dave. This is hour number two. I am your humble host for the next, the remaining 2 hours. Got a great guest coming up in hour number three. But if you'd like to join the conversation here, give us a phone call at 855-REAL-JOE. That's 855-732-5563. On any of the issues that we've talked about already tonight, there's a lot that we've already gone through, whether it's the NBC Rona McDaniel issue, whether it is Joe Lieberman, we were just talking about, he just passed away, and one of the last great senators from the left side of the aisle, a considerable moderate, I would say, he will be missed, or any other issues, including this one that I want to talk about with you right now. And you remember back, in the halcyon days of, earlier this year or late last year, the ridiculous headlines from the media that Disney today, Ron DeSantis board rages against Disney World after legal humiliation. How Disney from Vox magazine, how Disney just beat Ron DeSantis. They out-negotiated by Mickey Mouse. DeSantis board reveals Disney quietly stripped him of power. We see all of these. They were giddy. They thought that Disney was taking it to Ron DeSantis. I don't know how many of those media outlets are going to be issuing corrections tonight, but news tonight is that Disney caved to the state of Florida. It is a sign of weakness from what is a failing and flailing corporation that just doesn't know which end is up anymore. It's losing the movies. It's losing the culture wars. It's pricing people out of going to their theme parks. I don't know if you realize how expensive it is now to just go to Disneyland or World for a couple of days. You have to take out a second mortgage. I mean, the Disney horror show, and that is what Disney has become. It, well, of course, started when Disney sided with groomers, that's ostensibly what they were. They opposed a Florida law protecting that kindergarten through third grade students in elementary school. They opposed a law that would have prevented these children from being exposed to sexual or sexualization, the different materials. And the Florida law that they called the Don't Say Gay Bill, it never said don't say gay, even though the media still continually reports it. That Ron DeSantis basically stated that Florida was going to take over the Reedy Creek Improvement District, which has long been Disney's untaxable fiefdom. They own this property. They don't pay taxes to the state of Florida, but they take advantage of the facilities from the state of Florida when it comes to infrastructure and support services. And so Disney then sued Florida and entered into multiple 11th-hour deals to destroy the state's control over the Reedy Creek Improvement District. Well, today, Disney dropped its lawsuit and abandoned the deals. Daily Mail reported on Disney's total climb down. Disney agreed to drop its lawsuits against Florida Governor Ron DeSantis in a major win for the new board overseeing the land encompassing Walt Disney World resorts. The settlement agreement on Wednesday includes Disney acknowledging 11th-hour deals it made with the ongoing, outgoing Reedy Creek Improvement District are now null and void. Walt Disney made these last-ditch efforts in an attempt to solidify property rights and grant the theme park additional powers as DeSantis appointed a new board to oversee the area and hold the corporation accountable to laws and taxes in Orlando. In other words, Ron DeSantis won. Disney lost. This is actually really, really huge because as things move forward, we're seeing a major shareholder battle shaping up right now in Disney corporate. Disney's hard left. They have shifted in the past few years and seen a lot of their customers abandoning Disney World. They're abandoning Disney Plus. People aren't going to see Marvel movies anymore because they're filled with wokeism, DEI. That's the storyline. There is no storyline anymore. And shares have dropped. Bob Iger is under pressure. And today, Florida beat Disney. They beat them at their own game. And they're at a crossroads right now. Bitter proxy fights with Nelson Peltz and, an activist investor that wants to come in and we all want Disney to get back to the Disney we grew up and remember. Not this nonsense about DEI and all female Marvel characters only because, well, female, that's the right thing to. No, we want good stories. We want to go to a theme park with our kids or our grandkids and not get absolutely raped financially. Well, Disney is gotta figure some things out if they want the mainstream people to come back to them. Congratulations to Ron DeSantis. We'll be back here after the break. Anything you want to talk about? Give us a phone call at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. We'll be right back here at Real Side Radio.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We we provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNlive.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Last night never happened, and I'm going to marry him, and you and I are going to take this to our coffin.
I can't do that.
Why not?
I'm in love with you.
Snap out of it!
Snap out of it, America. Wake up. It is time to save this country. This is maybe the last year that we can do it, because the leftist scourge is upon us, and we are seeing that they are not going to be going quietly. And even if Donald Trump does win in November, don't think for a minute that they're going to go away either. They will double down. And my goodness, if the Republicans do not lose, or do not win, I should say, the House and the Senate, it is going to be kind of game over, I think, for a lot of conservative causes in this country. I think that we're seeing a lot of special elections around the country, including one tonight, by the way. That just took place. Actually, it was last night, I should say. Democrat Marilyn Lands defeated Republican Teddy Powell in a special election Tuesday night for a state House seat
in North Alabama that drew national attention, and that actually, because of that, has shifted power to the Democrats in the state of Alabama. The race, it drew national interest against the backdrop of controversial Alabama State Supreme Court ruling that frozen embryos are considered children under state law. I'm going to say this. A lot of people have said this. A lot of people are thinking this. But you know what? The issue of abortion is not going to help Republicans. And if the Democrats are going to run on two things this November, and that is my democracy, Donald Trump poses a significant threat to our democracy, and women's rights. That if you are a conservative, and more specifically, if you are a pro-life conservative, and that is your reason, your activism that you wake up every day thinking about, that's great. I applaud you. I think there should be fewer abortions. I think that we should certainly have minimum weeks like they do in Europe and most other places around the world, that you shouldn't have unlimited weeks to destroy a baby. But at the same time, the Democrats are going to win on this issue, folks. And they are winning on this issue. Almost every special election over the past two years, ever since Dobbs was passed by the Supreme Court, almost every Republican has lost. And the Democrats this November, starting now, are going to be running on that as a major, major issue. They can't run on the economy. They're going to lie to you to say that you're doing a lot better off than you think you are, even though you can't afford groceries anymore. They're going to say to you, everything is great around the world, even though we've got World War III literally breathing down our necks. Everything's good on the border, even though we've got an absolute 100%. it's like a joke at this point that they are just allowing millions into this country. When's the next ISIS attack going to take place in the United States after what we saw in Russia and Moscow last week? They're going to tell you everything's fine. But what they're emotionally going to do is they're going to scare the bejeebies out of mushy-minded, moderate women who may not like Joe Biden, but they will be screaming. They will crawl across broken glass to vote for Biden because they're going to be told that Republicans want to take their autonomy away from them. And when you see situations like Alabama ruling that frozen embryos are considered children, what are they doing? Why are you doing that? It is going to be nationalized as it was. And you have Democrat Marilyn Lanz, who won last night. She lost 2 years ago. She ran and lost 2 years ago. She was not a good candidate, but she made the ruling, the controversial Alabama State Supreme Court ruling that frozen embryos are considered children under state law, the focus of her campaign. And guess what? She won. And not only did she win, she turned the power of the state of Alabama back to the Democrats. They flipped the seat from red to blue, and it wasn't even close. 62% to 38%. It was all about abortion. And don't think for a minute that the Democrats are not going to be doing that all throughout the land, all the way up to November the 5th. If Republicans were smart, and many of them are, if Republicans were smart, they will have candidates that know exactly how to answer this discussion. Instead of going quiet, Instead of saying, no, I'm focused on Joe Biden, I'm focused on the border, I'm focused on... They need to answer this question. And it isn't about a woman's right to choose. You could be pro-life, you could be against abortion. But you cannot be 100%. No incest, no rape. If you're going to stand up and you're going to do that because of your convictions, you're not going to win. The Republicans are not going to win. And you may disagree with me, but I'm telling you right now, this is how the Democrats are going to run. They are running. They've been running on this, and almost every single special election, they have won. This was one of the first real tests of backlash from voters on their perceived attacks on reproductive rights and care. And Alabama, red state Alabama, showed up in force to support a Democrat who lost 2 years ago. And all she did was she ran on abortion. Republicans, better get your house in order. You better be able to answer this. Because this is how they are going to run. They're going to continue to run. And the mushy-minded individuals, many of them women, that don't understand these issues are going to be scared into the voting booth to vote for whoever has a D next to their name because of this one issue. This isn't a joke. The state of Alabama? It is a red state, folks. I've been to Alabama, been to Huntsville, I've been to Mobile, been to Birmingham. It's a great state. And it is mostly red. Sure, you got pockets in Birmingham, but this is a shock to the system. If you don't take notice of this, Republicans, you are going to lose in November and lose everything, and the country will lose. Be back right here after the break. Do not go away. Got a lot more coming up. If you got any thoughts about it, 855-732-5563. Don't hesitate to call. Argue with me. Let me know why I'm wrong. We'll be right back here after the break. Real Side Radio.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
U.S.
USA News Update. Maryland Governor Wes Moore has provided an update on the investigation into the cargo ship that plowed into the Key Bridge in Baltimore, causing it to collapse.
There's not much infrastructure that can take on that brunt level of force, so we have to be able to look into it. And all indications as of right now are showing that this was not terrorism nor any form of nefarious intent.
Wednesday, the NTSB boarded the ship to gather what they call perishable evidence. A Texas law granting police the authority to detain individuals suspected of unlawfully crossing the border remains suspended. The Fifth U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals in New Orleans has affirmed a prior ruling deeming SB 4 unconstitutional. Donald Trump has extended a warm reception to Robert F. Kennedy Jr.'s entrance into the presidential race. In a post on Truth Social, Trump expressed his hope that Kennedy's candidacy will draw votes away from President Biden. John Schaefer, USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Established that persons who have recently died have been returning to life and committing acts of murder.
Do you know this man?
Go ahead. Make my day.
Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back, everybody. It is always good being with you. The good folks here at Realside Radio, Whiskey Dave in the chair here for Joe Messina. Joe will be back again tomorrow night. If you have anything you want to discuss on the show tonight, now's the time to call in. We've got a great guest coming up here. Scott McKay is going to be joining us again in hour number three. Give us a phone call at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I wanted to update you on a story I was talking about in the first hour. A lot of people talking about this. And that is the Rona McDaniel situation over at MSDNC. According, apparently, to some reports that we're seeing here, that there is most likely a chance that she worked literally for 20 minutes. She was on an interview for less than 20 minutes in duration on Meet the Press after her contract was signed. And her contract is for $300,000 a year to be a MSNBC contributor. And it's a two-year contract. And she was fired subsequently after that Meet the Press interview. And she is now likely to get the full contract payment. Assuming the general termination clause in any employment contract exists, as we all have seen before, and if you've ever been signed up, Rona McDaniel is likely to get fully paid the terms of her two-year previously signed contract, as her firing was just simply a breach by NBC, the hiring company. So what we're looking at right now is Politico. It's reporting that the former RNC chair is likely to receive exactly that. Her two-year contract was for $300,000. It's a year, totaling 2 years, 600 grand for 20 minutes in duration of an interview. Politico says the ramifications of NBC's decision to part ways with former RNC chair Rona McDaniel just 2 days after her paid network debut on Meet the Press are just starting to shake out, but they could be expensive. McDaniel expects to be fully paid out for her contract, 2 years at $300,000 annually, since she did not breach its terms, according to a person close to McDaniel. That means that her single, not quite 20-minute interview on Sunday
could cost NBC more than $30,000 per minute or $500 per second. That might just be the beginning of the fallout following the announcement from NBC Universal's news group chair, Cesar Conde, that the deal, first announced on Friday, would be canceled. McDaniel spoke yesterday with Brian Friedman, a renowned lawyer to the estranged cable news star, to discuss legal options even beyond recouping the dollar value of her contract. While no arrangement is final, the person close to McDaniel said Freeman would be an obvious choice. He represented Megyn Kelly in her own acrimonious parting with NBC, as well as ousted anchors Chris Cuomo, Don Lemon, and Tucker Carlson in disputes with their respective former networks. McDaniel, the person says, is exploring potential defamation and hostile work environment torts after MSNBC's top talent, momentarily her colleagues, took turns Monday blasting her on air. NBC has declined to comment about the $600,000 figure or her potential claims. So this is kind of enough to make you wonder if this entire NBC fiasco was just a purposeful laundering of money for previous sender services rendered. I don't know. Instead of going on the book deal route, maybe McDaniel gets hired by NBC, then fired with out-cause a few days later. Cha-ching, cha-ching. And NBC gets all the eyeballs and clicks that go with this hot mess of a story. I don't know. You think it's intentional? You decide. You can give us a phone call and let us know on that. 855-732-5563. In other entertainment news, Jon Stewart spent his Monday evening. You know Jon Stewart's back on Comedy Central on The Daily Show. He's just back on Mondays. And I was, like many people, curious to see, you know, I enjoyed him in the early days in the 2000s. I thought that he was funny. I didn't agree with most of what he said, but I thought that he was, you know, somebody that you always want to hear both sides of the argument. And I thought that he was worth watching every once in a while, especially when he wasn't talking politics. His New York pizza versus deep dish Chicago pizza is one of the best things you'll ever see on the internet. Just Google Jon Stewart pizza, and it's nothing political, and it's just hilarity. But on Monday night, Jon Stewart, he basically took apart Trump's $454 million appeal bond, and he called out experts who framed the former president's New York civil case as not causing direct harm to any individual. This is what we've been hearing. There's no victims here. There's no victims. And Stewart, he basically ranted that Donald Trump's civil real estate case overvaluing his properties was not victimless. However, Jon Stewart, apparently, well, what do they say about glass houses? Jon Stewart had benefited from a very similar, what is referred to as inflation, of the worth, the value of his home when he sold it. The Daily Show host, they rolled a clip of CNN's Laura Coates, who interviewed Shark Tank star Kevin O'Leary. Kevin O'Leary's been all over the media, who is extremely upset about this decision by this leftist court, this activist judge, this activist DA who ran on the campaign that she's going to get Trump, Letitia James. And this is all 100% political. And I think even people on the left agree it doesn't look good. And Shark Tank star Kevin O'Leary, Mr. Wonderful, he commented as an investor himself that the ruling did not go over well with the real estate industry. That was no fretting. They're all fretting over the possibility of becoming the next target. And what O'Leary stated was that everything that was in this court decision, Coates highlighted that. Trump was found liable for falsifying business records, issuing false financial statements, insurance fraud and conspiracy. All of it due to asset inflation. In other words, the assets, his buildings, were appraised and valued higher than what they believe was real. And CNN's Coates responded to Leary by saying all of this. And O'Leary replied, everything that you just listed off is done by every real estate developer everywhere on earth in every city. This has never, ever been prosecuted. And so John Stewart asks, how is he not this mad about overvaluations in the real world? And he says, because they are not victimless crimes. To further his point, Stewart said, money isn't infinite. A loan that goes to the liar doesn't go to someone who is giving a more honest evaluation. So the system becomes incentivized for corruption. And he also contended that failing to declare a higher market value on the property while paying taxes based on the lower assessed value constitutes fraudulent behavior. John Stewart said, the Attorney General of New York, Letitia James, knew that Trump's property values were inflated because when it came time to pay taxes, Trump undervalued the very same properties. It was all part of a very specific real estate practice known as lying. The problem is that the internet exists, folks. We can find information about almost everything and everybody. And it didn't take long for the internet sleuths to look into Stewart's own property history, which shows his New York City penthouse sold for 829% more than its assessed value, according to records confirmed by multiple news outlets, including the New York Post. In 2014, Stewart sold his 6,280-square-foot Tribeca duplex to financier Parag Pandey for $17.5 million. The property's asking price at the time is not available in the listing records, but according to the 2013-14 assessor records obtained by the New York Post, the property had an estimated market value of only $1.882 million. The actual assessor valuation was even lower, $847,000. So, assessor valuation, $847,000. The property had an estimated market value at $1.8 million, almost $1.9 million. Stewart sold it for $17.5 million. Okay, I think we need to... Let's find out, folks, if John Stewart committed fraud when he sold his penthouse at $17.5 million, shall we? We'll be right back here after the break. Real Side Radio, don't go away.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming. And that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
You live here?
Yes.
Well, maybe you know what a zombie is.
When a person dies and is buried, it seems there are certain voodoo priests who have the power to bring him back to life.
Horrible.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own. You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders, not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
Like Democrats? Real Side Radio, finishing up hour number two here. Boy, time goes by when we're having so much fun. Whiskey Dave here in the chair for Joe. Joe will be back again tomorrow night. And you can find Joe and all of his shows at joemessina.com. Joemessina.com, great website. Lots of information, lots of news, and great conversation. So let me just talk a little bit about the state of things right now when it comes to Joe Biden. And if you are, depending upon where you get your sources of news from, just a few months ago, it was kind of hard to see the ingredients for a Joe Biden comeback. And you know, the polls looked awful, and his approval rating was at historic lows. He was trailing Donald Trump in almost every key battleground state. And according to the Daily Beast, that's changing. Now, the Daily Beast, just so that you know, if you don't read it, and you probably don't read it, not many people do, it is a leftist publication. So take this with a grain of salt. But according to the Daily Beast, they believe that Biden's resurgence is coming into focus. They say while the president still faces serious obstacles to a second term, several important data points are lining up to demonstrate he is picking up badly needed momentum.
They say that Biden is already trying to disarm Trump's age attacks. Well, is it just really from Trump? I mean, you just have to watch him on TV. Everybody's concerned about his age, and they're concerned about him not making it through whatever speech he's making in that moment. For the first time in a long time, there's good news for Biden on the polling front. Gradual improvements in the battleground states, along with an uptick in his approval rating, led one Democrat strategist, Simon Rosenberg, to declare the Biden bump. The boost is at the very least correlated with Biden's fiery State of the Union address. You mean Old Yeller? On March the 7th, when he repeatedly went after his quote-unquote predecessor and made sure to mix it up with Republicans in the chamber. Well, I think the only people that actually enjoyed that speech were people that were already going to vote for him anyway. I do not think that he got anybody from the other side or in the moderates to go that way. But it is a fact that they made a lot of money from that speech. With a $53 million haul in February, the Biden campaign had $71 million cash on hand compared to just $33.5 million for Trump. Trump has only brought in $20 million over the same period. So they believe that his aggressive Old Yeller approach is making them a lot of money, and that's going to be able to buy commercials and ground games and everything else. And that's the approach that they're taking. Biden brutally goes after Trump during the State of the Union. So, again, they believe that the State of the Union was a big help. They're also looking at the leftist institutions going after Trump, thinking that the legal problems that Trump has is also going to cost Trump. Stormy Daniels is going to screw Trump's campaign schedule. Well, yeah, he's going to have to go to court because the institutions are being used, just like a banana republic, going after the opponent. That's absolutely correct. They say that Biden's approval rating has seen an uptick in 538 rolling average, jumped from 38% on March the 12th to over 40% approval just 2 weeks later. Okay, that's one poll. But here's the thing, and I'm going to share with you actual facts. Real Clear Politics, they put together what is referred to as the poll of polls. It is Real Clear Politics polling averages. And the averages take in multiple polls and average them all out, not just one leftist poll. And according to Real Clear Politics, as of right now, today, if you go to their site, Wednesday, March the 27th, the RCP, Real Clear Politics poll average, shows Trump at 46.7% and Biden 45.3%. So Trump is 1.5%. On a five-way RCP average, Trump is up 3%. The top battlegrounds, which is where the election is going to be won, by the way. National numbers don't count. It is the battleground states, and the election is going to be won or lost by 40, 50,000 votes, just as it was in 2020, just as it was in 2016. The top battlegrounds show Trump up 3.2% right now. That can change. The battleground states, specifically seven of them, Wisconsin, Arizona, Georgia, Michigan, Pennsylvania, North Carolina, and Nevada, all each individually, according to the RCP Election 2024 polling averages, you can check it out yourself, each of them show Trump in the lead. From Wisconsin, barely 1%, 0.8%. Arizona, 5.2% for Trump. Georgia, 5.2% for Trump. Michigan, 3.5% for Trump. Pennsylvania, 0.2% for Trump. North Carolina, 4.4% for Trump. And Nevada, 3.0% for Trump. And it's not only Trump that is showing that it is going to be good election November the 5th for the Republicans. The U.S. Senate is showing GOP 48, Dems 45. There are seven toss-ups. And the generic ballot shows 45 to 43.7 Republicans take the Senate, GOP 1.3%. Now, I read that report to you from the Daily Beast, the leftist rag. And they say that people loved Old Yeller at the State of the Union. Well, the State of the Union polling showed presidents President's job approval, approve 39.7%, disapprove 56.8%. That's a 17.1% spread. And the direction of the country, right track, wrong track. Right track 25%, 25.3%, wrong track 64.6%. That is a spread of almost 40%. So right now, the RCP betting averages show Trump 45, Biden 37.8, Democrats, Biden is 78%, he's going to win the nomination, Republicans 94.7%, Trump is going to win the nomination. But they show President Trump is going to win re-election. That can all change. Polls do change. And then there's the margin of the cheat. And we can't forget that. Mail-in balloting. Voter harvesting. The reality here is, folks, is that polls don't mean anything. Everything that I just read to you, at the end of March 2024, some 8 months, 7.5 months before the next election, don't mean a hill of beans. Don't be smug. Because I seem to remember in 2022 that there was a red wave coming. And as it stands right now, the Republicans are about to lose the House. They had two congressmen in the past couple of weeks announce retirements, one of them, Ed Buck, immediately. We literally have a one-seat majority. You can only lose one Republican vote. Republicans don't control almost anything right now in the House, and they certainly don't control anything in the Senate. So yes, Joe Biden, he is the unpopular president. But remember, a fundamental problem. For Biden, the fundamental problem is most voters don't approve of the job he's doing. They haven't approved of it for 3 years. His job approval at the moment is 40.3%, disapproval 56.1%, as I just read, the RCP polling averages. But the reality is, going back to what I said in the previous segment, they're not going to be running on Biden's record. They're going to be running against Trump and my democracy and abortion, women's rights. And that is all you're going to be hearing for the next 7.5 months. They can't run on Biden's record. Nobody believes it. They have cooked the CPI numbers, consumer pricing index numbers, and they're telling you that you're too dumb, that your lying eyes and your lying bank account is wrong, that you're doing much better, thank you, Joe Biden, than you really are, until you go to the market the next day, until you go to Disneyland the next day, until you book a trip, until you try to get your kids into college. Nobody could afford almost anything anymore, especially buying a house. So they won't be running on that record. They are going to be running on, but my democracy, Trump is racist, and abortion. The last three presidents to win re-election, Barack Obama, George W. Bush, and Bill Clinton, all had job approval ratings in the 40s for some part of their re-election year. He's recovered to around 44%, Biden. It's moved between 40 and 44%. It's gone down into the high 30s. So don't think for a moment that Biden's low job approval is an instant win for Trump. Clinton had a very rough early presidency. Barack Obama, George Bush, they all won re-election. So keep that in mind, folks. We've got Scott McKay coming up in the third hour. We're going to be wrapping this, pulling it all apart and putting it back together again for you. Don't go away. We'll be right back here at the top of the hour after the news and the break at Real Side Radio. Don't go away.
Count it right now.